KKFT. Local, live, and happening now. With Greg Neft and Jerry Evans, your noon news.
And we have 78 degrees right now under clear skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you. It is your Monday. We are back from your weekend. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. Our top local stories this hour. It sent smoke high into the air. The chimney fire gained some ground over the weekend, but coming up, how big the blaze got. Wild horse lovers protest in Washoe County directly ahead. Why they're upset over word of a fence at Washoe Lake. Andy threatened to kill everyone on the way, what led to an officer-involved shooting in Carson City early Saturday. We're following this and much, much more on the KKFT News at Noon. And now with more, here's Jerry. Good afternoon, Jerry.
And a good Monday to you as well, Greg. It is June 15th, the middle of the month of June here in the state of Nevada. And this sounds like a commercial showing just how bad Spectrum Internet is. It's not. But I got home just in time to subscribe to Paramount Plus to watch the UFC fights right before the headliner fight last night. In the second round, Justin Gaethje hits Ilia Topuria. As his knees buckle, I lose the picture and get the circle going round and round and round. And finally, we're sorry, something went wrong. Please try again later. I kid you not. I made a very loud, unpleasant sound with my mouth, and I won't spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it yet. But it is great to see a sport where the majority of the fighters are conservative and patriotic, and in one case, kind of funny.
Hey, shout out to Trump. And lastly, Michelle Obama is a man. Am I right, America?
There you go. Bill is set for a woman who is accused of injuring, by the way, that was a fighter from Fresno. His name slips my mind right now. Hokit or something like that. Bail is set for a woman who is accused of injuring a duck. A judge orders election records released. And Vegas Knights lose. And new faces on the celebrity golf tournament this year. Craig has your local sports, Craig Swope. Phil has traffic, and Greg has more of the noon news right now at 12:08.
Thank you very much there, Jerry. And if you're just checking in, this caused a lot of worry over the weekend, but authorities say they have a handle on what's being called the chimney fire that's happening right now near Sun Valley.
Chimney fire broke out yesterday about west of Sun Valley in the hills off of Chimney Drive. It's an area that's largely federal land.
Adam Mayberry with Truckee Meadows Fire Rescue.
A lot of off-roading target shooting activity in that particular area. It causes under investigation, but we were able to keep the fire contained at about 17 acres. No structures were damaged.
Mayberry said they had help from other agencies, and that played a key role in getting this fire over with.
Forward progress stopped about 9 o'clock. And today, we're about 40% containment, and we expect full containment by this evening.
Meantime, a fire in Douglas County burns around 20 acres. This is happening in the Pipeline Canyon area near Mount Siegel. The fire started just before noon Sunday after a thunderstorm rolled through the Pine Nut Range. No word on a cause or a containment. Other news, tense moments in Carson City after early Saturday. A suspect threatens to kill everyone during a stabbing in progress. This went down off East Long Street just after 12:30 a.m.
The suspect was confronted at the living room area of the apartment with the knife in his hand, and one officer did discharge his weapon. The suspect is in stable condition at this point in time.
Carson City Sheriff Kenny Furlong says Douglas County Sheriff's Office taking over the investigation. The suspect had stabbed one female victim who had barricaded herself in the bathroom, and the suspect was holding a knife to the throat of a second female victim while protesting over a fence. The sound of hundreds of demonstrators turning out this weekend to protest a plan to install horse fencing in Washoe Valley. They lined East Lake Boulevard for hours.
Seen thousands of beautiful photographs of these horses in and around the lake. And if they're fenced out, that won't be there anymore.
They need the water. They are welcome in Washoe Valley. And we want them to stay and be safe. We want them to be protected. They do not need to be fenced out of the water that they have used for many, many years.
Many people come to the Washoe Lake and Little Washoe to view our horses. They don't come from just all over the state of Nevada. They come from all over the United States and other countries.
Those protesters talking to Channel 2. From the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. It's 1211 here on KKFT. Now with more, back to Jerry.
Well, a Nevada judge has ruled that Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar's office must turn over additional election-related records and explain why some documents were withheld from the public. The ruling came from First Judicial District Court Judge Jason Woodbury in Carson City after a lengthy public records dispute involving election integrity records. At the center of the case was an investigation involving voter registration and voting activity connected to a Charles Spillers Jr. and Deborah Adams during Nevada's 2022 general election. The story does not identify why and what they may have done. I have mentioned previously on this radio station that I was made aware of and given a copy of a ballot that was turned in from a Genoa Democrat who had died 3 years prior to him voting. And speaking of the Secretary of State office, Jim Marchant still leads the race with the Republican primary by 3,449 votes, but the race has not been called yet, 1 week after the race ended. Results thus far are posted in Spanish, Filipino, Thai, Vietnamese, Chinese, Korean, and, oh yes, English, at the Secretary of State's website. Six people pulled from the Truckee River Saturday afternoon when their raft popped after catching some fixed debris in the river and quickly deflated. Two adults and four children rafting near Ambrose Park. Up next, weather and traffic. First, let's do the traffic with Phil.
Your midday drive update. KKFT traffic.
We have a broken down vehicle on North McCarran at Nichols Boulevard. It's right in the middle of the intersection. It's in Sparks. Watch yourself as you make your way around that area. Consider going a couple blocks over to get around it. If you're headed to California on Interstate 80, it is slow starting at about Verde all the way to Mystic because of construction in California. It will slow you down. Give yourself a little extra time. It's 85 degrees almost everywhere. It's 85 in Sparks, Carson City, and Smith Valley, 74 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. And this look at your traffic is brought to you by Pro One Automotive since 1986. Pro One Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to their friends for all of your automotive needs. And don't forget, Pro One Automotive is home of the no appointment needed gas or diesel smog check. Here's a look at your weather.
A few more days of temperatures well into the 90s before a little break for the weekend. Father's Day right now looks to be a very comfortable Sunday with seasonal temperatures in the low 80s. At 65 miles per hour, it takes 4 seconds for your brakes to stop you from hitting a car in front. Don't leave your safety to chance. Trust A-Master Mechanic for everything automotive. 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are nine brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many five-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to Brothers Windows. That's brotherswindows.com.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vale, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked into the Good Feet Store and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Since 1948, Wharton Hardware and Supply has earned the trust of contractors nationwide. Now, that experience and reliability is here in Northern Nevada. Still, Toro and Honda products, they'll make sure you get what you need. Check out their full line of contractors' equipment, concrete forming supplies, and showroom. Wharton's not only stocks a full line of Still, Toro, and Honda equipment, Wharton's is also an authorized repair center. Stop in at 40 Industrial Parkway in Mound House to see their full line of equipment for rent, for sale, and repair.
Further Nevada's Midday Update, your new news, KKFT.
New fire restrictions came down this morning. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. Open burning and all recreational fires are now prohibited in the North Lake Tahoe Fire Protection District. That's in Klein Village and Crystal Bay. The ban goes through fire season, which typically goes through November. Only natural gas, propane, and pellet grills and smokers are allowed, except during red flag warnings. There are two wildland fires now in northern Nevada. Forward Progress has been stopped in Northwest Sun Valley's Chimney Fire. It started at about 7 p.m. last night. It's now 40% contained after scorching 18 acres. A bigger issue is in Douglas County by the Lyon County line, burning on the west slope of the Pine Nut Mountains. It was triggered around noon yesterday after a thunderstorm went through. Air tankers and crews are holding it at 20 acres. No containment determined so far. Lightning's also suspected in small fires yesterday along the Walker River and by Monitor Pass. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
79 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. If you are just checking in, the three big things you need to know. Firefighters are expected to fully contain the Chimney Fire tonight. It charred 17 acres near Sun Valley. Number two, an officer involved shooting in Carson City involving a stabbing suspect who apparently cut one woman and threatened another by holding a knife to her throat as the police closed in. And number three, come this winter, El Nino could show up and be super strong, perhaps record-breaking. It is our top national story. The U.S. and Iran have agreed to extend a ceasefire for 60 days, but Pentagon officials say the military of the U.S. will keep a very heavy presence in the Middle East for now.
The U.S. has 50,000 troops in the Middle East and 24 warships in the region, including two aircraft carrier strike groups. Pakistan's prime minister, who helped mediate the deal, however, said military operations will be permanently terminated once the deal goes into effect. The deal envisions that negotiations about Iran's nuclear program will begin soon and last for 60 days after the deal is signed. Secretary Hegseth said the U.S. military will remain in place to enforce the deal and demine the Strait of Hormuz, but some leaked details suggest the U.S. might pull its forces out of the Middle East after the nuclear issue is dealt with.
And that is Fox's Letitia Bryant. If you are, that is 1220 here on KKFT. I'm Greg Neff at the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Right now, back to Jerry.
Well, thank you, Greg. Father's Day is coming up Sunday, and Northern Nevada hosting several major cultural and entertainment events. One of those, of course, the Reno Rodeo. The wildest, richest rodeo in the West features professional bull riding, barrel racing, carnival rides in the red, white, and boots. Ladies Day Out at the Dock Bar. Also, Silver State Stampede Rodeo. That's at the Elko County Fairgrounds coming up this weekend. Compared to sentences or lack of sentences handed down for crimes against humans, think about this. A judge in Las Vegas has set a $7,500 bail for a woman who is accused of injuring a baby duck taken from a fountain on the Las Vegas Strip. Destiny Reyes, 29, arrested on two counts of willful or malicious torture, maiming, or mutilation of an animal. On June 9th, around 12:15 p.m., officers with the Las Vegas Metro Police responded to the Venetian Hotel and Casino after a report of a woman climbing into the Venetian fountain and grabbing a duck. With the help of the Nevada Department of Wildlife, the duck was later identified as a baby duck and referred to as Daffy in the police report. And to quote our previous president, not a joke. Traffic on the noon news. Not a joke, maybe. Maybe not. Let's find out in just a moment at 12:21 with Phil.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your noon news.
We have a clean bill of health on the freeways here in Nevada right now. No issues to tell you about. No stranded vehicles. It is slow on westbound Interstate 80 as you approach the California border, and it stays that way until Mystic. It's because of construction on their side of the state line. And I want to remind you that Wild West Chevrolet is home of the $99 diesel oil change. I mean, I pay more in Carson or Reno. Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It is 86 in Reno, 87 in Dayton, and Yerington, 74 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather.
A few more days of temperatures well into the 90s before a little break for the weekend. Father's Day right now looks to be a very comfortable Sunday with seasonal temperatures in the low 80s. At 65 miles per hour, it takes 4 seconds for your brakes to stop you from hitting a car in front. Don't leave your safety to chance. Trust A-Master Mechanic for everything automotive. 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
A man had figured a way to steal $600 legally. He just needed his lawyer, Abraham Lincoln, to help him. It took no time at all for Honest Dave to respond, "Oh, you're legally right, I won't argue that. But you're morally wrong. Besides, you look like a right, healthy young man. Why don't you go out and earn yourself $600 honestly?" And honesty paid off. Lincoln's reputation grew because people knew he could be trusted. A penny for your thoughts. Presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
Paying your own way. Taking pride in a job well done. An honest day's work for honest pay. Providing for yourself and for your family. This is the true American spirit, and our liberties depend on it. Call us today for an Honest Dave deal on your new air conditioner. We'll work hard to keep you cool. Call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Uh-oh. Is your car running rough? Don't ignore it. Bring it into New Gen Automotive. Located conveniently in Gardnerville, our expert team handles general repair, oil and brake changes, transmission service, AC repair, and more. We're at 1215 Service Drive. Call 775-783-1925 or text 775-931-1043 to book New Gen Automotive. Remember, a good mechanic is not expensive. They're priceless. Quality care and service you can count on. New Gen Automotive.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
And if you are just checking in, more money could be coming to you if you know something about a hit and run off North Wells Avenue near Sadler Way in Reno. This happened back on May 13th when someone riding their bike was hit from behind by a car, the driver fleeing the scene, the biker dead at the scene. Secret witness says it's increasing the reward for information leading to an arrest to $2,500. State ag officials say the fencing will protect horses from collisions with vehicles on the road. Opponents say it needlessly restricts horses. A protest over horse fencing held at Washoe Lake over the weekend. Reno City Council approving the fencing project last fall. Pushback against data centers expected at the Nevada Public Utilities Commission gathering tomorrow.
The annual general consumer session takes place at 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday at the PUCN building in Las Vegas. Christy Watson with the Nevada Conservation League says she will ask the commission to oppose NV Energy's 2026 Integrated Resource Plan, which proposes three new methane-burning power plants to meet future demand from data centers.
Within 20 years, we're looking at 64% of the total electricity that NV Energy provides to the state could potentially be utilized by data centers if the number of data centers that want to come here get approved.
NV Energy also wants approval to add large solar arrays and battery storage facilities. I'm Suzanne Potter.
FM News Talk Election Center 2026, months ahead of November's general election. Democrats in Nevada looking to take control of the state.
I have known Attorney General Aaron Ford for a very long time. I know he will be an incredible governor for our state, the fighter that Nevada needs in Carson City.
Nevada State Democratic Party Chair and Assemblywoman Danielle Monroe Moreno highlighting the state's Democratic candidate for Governor Aaron Ford and says this election, it's all hands on deck as far as they're concerned.
It is about electing leaders who put Nevada families first, not their billionaire donors, not the large corporations, and absolutely not Donald Trump.
Meantime, the El Nino weather pattern expected to hit California this year could be one of the largest on record, and it could very well impact us right here in northern Nevada.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center says there's now a 63% chance of El Nino being very strong toward the end of the year, and there's an 88% chance it could at least be strong. Daniel Swain, a UC climate scientist, says something extraordinary could unfold based on the ongoing rapid escalation of conditions in the tropical Pacific combined with global warming. El Nino most often means more frequent and stronger rainfall for California in the winter. It also means warmer water in the ocean. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Time right now for today's To Your Health.
Decades after Cold War atomic tests fall out in Manhattan Project waste, more Americans are sickened by nuclear exposure and they're getting federal compensation. The federal payment program was closed to new claims after its filing window expired in 2024. Congress reopened it last July and widened the map of who can qualify. The money goes to people with certain serious illnesses or their surviving families. Federal data shows nearly $409 million have been approved since reopening, with over 30,000 claims still pending. While the hottest time of year in the U.S. is approaching, and in some cases, it's already arrived, and doctors say it's important to keep an eye out for those who look like they're experiencing a heat illness. Slurred speech and confusion are signs of heat stroke. The CDC says signs of body overheating includes muscle cramping, shortness of breath, dizziness, and headaches. Health update, I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
A top destination for a number of Canadian travelers is Nevada, more specifically Las Vegas, but they like coming to Reno too. Well, not anymore. Figures show that Canadian travel to the U.S. is down big time.
Data from Statistics Canada, the office that tracks national trends, shows as much as a 42% drop in cross-border trips. Canadians are even declining to take trips to popular warm weather locations, Miami, Orlando, and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Major business centers, New York, Boston, and San Francisco, are likewise not getting Canadian visits. Researchers believe tariffs, 51st state talk, and general opposition to President Trump led to the travel choices. Only Gainesville, Florida, Portland, Oregon, and Cleveland saw rises in Canadian visits last year. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Meantime, United Airlines celebrating the 250th birthday of America alongside Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy as they unveil a custom jet with a patriotic paint job. What's in it?
To show up at the gas pump.
It is to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, and it is painted with the stars and stripes. That's a livery. That's a paint job for an airplane. We spoke to the transportation secretary this morning about the future of travel, prices at the pump and for airfare because of the conflict in Iran, which could be resolved soon.
It takes a while for that to show up at the gas pump. When prices do go up, we see that in an hour or a couple hours after they go up. But again, the next couple of days, I think we see prices starting to come back down again.
This plane will be flying later this week. We don't know exactly which routes yet, so keep your eye out if you're catching a United flight.
And that's Fox's Grady Drimble at Washington Dulles International Airport in Virginia. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 1230.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 1230.
News. I'm Jean Saucier. President Trump's in France for the G7 summit, speaking about the agreement made between the United States and Iran over the weekend to stop the fighting in the Middle East. The president says oil prices will come down.
I think a lot of great things are going to happen in the Middle East right now. And very importantly, the oil is plummeting down and the stock market is shooting up like a rocket.
Some oil industry analysts said it would be likely over a year before gas prices return to pre-war levels. French President Emmanuel Macron also at that G7 summit meeting with President Trump.
It's a very important step towards peace, but as well for the global economy. We will have the occasion to discuss about the war in Ukraine in order to re-engage together and negotiate a good and solid peace and sustainable peace.
President Trump says he spoke with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin just yesterday. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 12:32 at KKFT. Coming up in the business week ahead, the focus will be on the Federal Reserve's looming interest rate decision.
The Fed's Open Market Committee opens a two-day policy meeting on Tuesday, with an announcement on interest rates coming on Wednesday. It will mark the first meeting with President Trump's choice to be new Fed chairman, Kevin Warsh, at the helm, who's replaced Jerome Powell. Warsh has promised to bring what he calls regime change to the nation's central bank. It's expected the Fed will leave the nation's key interest rate unchanged for now. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
The FDA has classified a recall of over 900 cases of Alfredo sauce at its highest risk level. This comes after a supplier recalled a dry milk powder ingredient used in the product due to possible salmonella. The agency says the Coffee Connection Company, based in Lebanon, Tennessee, voluntarily began recalling the product on May 6th, and it remains ongoing. The FDA says the product was distributed in 41 states, including Alabama.
Well, the Lyon County Sheriff's Office has confirmed that a man who went missing yesterday was found early this morning and is safe. The 78-year-old Silver Springs resident, Tex Jackson, suffers from dementia. Demolition of the former Chevy's restaurant building in Lake Tahoe is now underway. Restaurant closed its door in 2016. The building sat vacant for 10 years. No new development plans have been announced. And very few details other than the basics we know. Over the weekend, a man's body was found in the water off Incline Beach, presumably from drowning. Let's take a look at traffic now. Nope, no connection. Connection lost to Studio ABC.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college. They're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Whatever temperatures this summer brings, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer is there to help. Your dealer is committed to achieving a high level of training and skills backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Whether you need a quick fix or an entirely new cooling system, your local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. Schedule an appointment today with Carson Valley Heating at carsonvalleyheating.com or call 775-782-3104. Locally, family owned and operated for 47 years. Bryant. Whatever it takes.
FM Top Weather.
Another warm one. It's going to be a 90-degree plus afternoon for the next three or four before we ease by the weekend. Friday right now looks to have the best chance of showers, about a 50-50 chance as cooler weather moves in. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. A Master Mechanic in Sparks. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
It's just about over. In Washoe County, I'm John Potter for the noon news. They're not accepting any more mail-in ballots. The deadline for verifying signatures on the ones they have is today. If you were contacted, you have until 5 o'clock this afternoon to correct your ballot if your signature didn't match or if you forgot to sign it. And the last day for counting mail ballots is tomorrow, but they may get the counting done by tonight. Provisional ballots will also get done this week. The current vote count on the closest race for Reno mayor shows that Eddie Lorton has lost second place by only 395 votes to Councilwoman Kathleen Taylor. Right now, Kate Marshall and Councilwoman Taylor qualify for the November runoff. Taylor was the only no vote on the data center moratorium. Her vote total for mayor came out less than half of Kate Marshall's. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks are rallying in afternoon trading, with the Dow hitting a record high and approaching the 52,000 level. Oil prices are falling to their lowest level since early March after the U.S. and Iran agreed to a peace. West Texas Intermediate crude is around $80 a barrel. Tech stocks are driving today's gains and lifting the tech-heavy NASDAQ. The Magnificent Seven big-cap tech stocks are higher across the board, led by Meta and Amazon. And shares of AI darling NVIDIA are jumping 3% after the chipmaker said it would offer investment-grade corporate bonds for the first time since 2021. And shares of Roku are slightly lower following news that Fox Corporation has agreed to buy the streaming tech maker. Roku manufactures streaming devices and licenses its operating system to TV makers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Taking a look at your traffic right now, we have a pair of broken down vehicles to tell you about. One of them on State Route 88 at Douglas Mile Marker 3, right around that area. We have had one there. We had one there before last week, as a matter of fact. Also, in Gardnerville, they have a broken down vehicle right there at State Route 88 and Douglas Mile Marker 3. So please be careful in those areas. In Reno, Sparks, we're looking pretty good. No collisions to tell you about. Just that slowdown as you cross the Nevada state line into California. They're doing some road work, and it is slowing things down. It is 88 degrees in Sparks, 86 in Minden and in Wellington, 74 degrees at Incline Village. And let me remind you that what? Wild West Chevrolet is your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
Haven't been too many changes since I last reported. Want to remind you that there aren't too many problems to tell you about. If you are traveling along Lake Tahoe on Highway 50 between Spooner Summit and the Nevada state line, they're doing a whole bunch of repaving in that area. They will be for about a year and a half now. There are lane closures and slowdowns, so watch out for those traffic markers. Also, don't forget, they're repairing a whole bunch of bridges on Interstate 80 between Reno and the California state line. Believe it or not, they are 60 years old, They've served their life and they need to be replaced. That is causing slowdowns as you make your way towards the Golden State.
Did somebody say Monday? Work on US
a few more days.
Work on the US 50 Tahoe State Line to Spooner Summit repaving project is going to continue through the summer. Be aware the work will impact you. Here's what you need to know. It is a 24-hour work zone with single lane closures starting Sundays at 8 p.m. They conclude on Fridays in the evening. So you basically have Saturday and Sunday day to drive over Spooner. Plan accordingly. From Reno, the Mount Rose Highway may be a better choice. From Carson
City,
Mendon.
Here's the problem. You've been living with pain.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're having some technical difficulties. Gremlins got into the wiring.
Last, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of an air conditioner from Capital Control Systems. Yes, a free furnace when you buy an air conditioner for the same price. If you have a furnace 20 years or older, now's the time to buy. Limited supply available. Can't afford it? No problem. Financing is available on approved credit. This promotion won't last long. Don't wait. Call today.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
In times of loss, your family deserves choices made with care. At La Paloma Funeral Services, we can help you plan ahead, whether it's a direct cremation or it's a full-service burial at a church. La Paloma can handle it all and lock in today's prices so all your wishes are paid for and planned so nothing is left undone. Call La Paloma at 775-827-3700 or visit our website at lapalomafuneralservices.com. Our family, caring for yours.
Truck owners, tired of settling for average? Then get to Truck Envy, your headquarters for the best truck accessories anywhere. Upgrade with premium suspension lifts, rugged towing gear, custom wheels, tires, and American-made camper shells like Ranch and Venturous. Whatever you need to make your truck stand out, with top brands and installation by pros doing it right. Be the envy of your crowd. Get to 75 East Patriot Boulevard, call 993-3700, or just search truckenvy.com.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
And we're glad to be back here as we iron out some technical gremlins. After all, it is Monday. After all, the electronics may still be on weekend after all. But the news continues right now at 12:44. A bright green fireball is drawing hundreds of reports after lighting up skies across several states Sunday night. The American Meteor Society says people reported seeing it from Tennessee and Kentucky to Oklahoma and Texas. Videos show a quick flash streaking across the night sky before fading out. Fireballs are rare because they burn brighter than a normal meteor, and this one does not appear to be tied to a major meteor shower. The flash likely came from a piece of an asteroid burning up in the atmosphere. Human-based testing is getting a bigger role as the National Institutes of Health moves to reduce reliance on animal studies. The NIH announcing today they're launching the Office of Research, Innovation, Validation, and Application.
It'll push tools like 3D human tissue models and computer models. The agency says animal studies still matter, but they do not always show how people will respond to a disease or a treatment. The office will steer money, training, and research reviews toward tests built around human cells and human data. The agency says the shift is meant to improve disease and drug research. Well, Medicare genetic tests are getting a closer look after federal watchdogs say spending jumped by $500 million in 1 year. The Health and Human Services Inspector General's office is focusing on doctor-ordered lab work billed to Medicare. The office said today that genetic tests can help diagnose diseases and guide treatment, but the fast-growing market puts taxpayer money at risk for scams and kickbacks. Investigators will look for weak spots in the oversight. Well, how about this? A blueberry-sized thermometer could soon give doctors a look at body temperatures from the inside. MIT researchers unveiled the swallowable sensor on Monday. It sends readings from inside the stomach, where doctors can get a closer look at the body's core temperature. The device can help spot fever, infection, or dangerous drops in body temperature earlier. It has been successful in animal testing, but still has to be tested in a human before it can reach the hospital. Still, that certainly is a long way from where thermometers used to go, and you know what I'm talking about. Steven Spielberg's new sci-fi film Disclosure Day is number one at the box office. It brought in $44 million in its opening weekend, well above the previously anticipated $35 million haul. Obsession came in second place at the weekend box office, bringing in $19 million. Scary Movie, Backrooms, and Masters of the Universe round out the top five movies there, in case you did see it. Well, word is that this is interesting. National poll out Monday finds phone tracking is following many kids well into adulthood. The University of Michigan Health Poll says 52% of parents track the location of adult children between the ages of 18 and 25. Most say they do it for safety or emergencies. Nearly one in four parents who track their adult kids, again, these are fully grown kids here, say the checking the app makes them anxious, and researchers say constant tracking can also get in the way of young adults learning to manage their own lives. I mean, we're not talking about under 18, we're talking about over 18. It's kind of interesting to see that here. Well, today is Lobster Day. It's just one of two this year, and in Maine, they're really excited about that, as Maine does appear to be the home of the best lobster in the country, and they're celebrating with parades and balloons and, of course, lots of lobster rolls. The CDC has issued a food safety alert regarding a multi-state outbreak of infant botulism tied to a recalled powdered formula. As of Saturday, a total of three infants with infant botulism have been reported in the outbreak from three states. That's California, Pennsylvania, and Washington. The infants ranged in age from 2 to 5 months old, and all three consumed Naria Organics whole milk infant formula, which was recalled Saturday by Naria Organics. All three infants were hospitalized and treated with Baby Big. That's the FDA-approved treatment for infant botulism. No deaths reported. Testing of the cans found that it's underway. The results are expected in just a few weeks. Well, word is that a new study from a Seattle nonprofit found samples of breast milk contain high levels of dangerous hormone-disrupting chemicals. Researchers say the chemicals pose a serious risk to infants because they likely interfere with hormones needed for newborns' development. They were deemed harmful even at low levels of exposure. About 90% of 50 samples were contained with at least one of the antimicrobials or plasticizers being tested for. The same milk samples were previously found to contain potentially dangerous levels of forever chemicals, including flame retardants. The study was conducted by Toxic Free Futures nonprofit. Tyra Banks has filed a defamation against lawsuit. Word is she's upset over America's Next Top Model, the documentary that does promise an expose into a popular model show. Well, word is that today in history, it's June 15th in 1775, George Washington became commander-in-chief of the Continental Army, and in 1844, Charles Goodyear patented vulcanized rubber. He later made the rubber into tires, and maybe the blimp, too. FM News Talk Time, 1249.
That some achieve great success is proof to all that others may achieve it as well. Abraham Lincoln.
A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk. owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
News. Talk. Truth. Truth.
Chromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry in Carson City, is having a job fair this Wednesday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Skilled CNC operators and machinists are in demand. A sign-on bonus, premium wages and benefits start day one. Chromalloy is located at 3636 Arrowhead Drive in Carson City, an affirmative action equal opportunity employer. Stop by this Wednesday between 3 and 6 p.m.
Looking for the stories that matter right here in Northern Nevada? Join Greg Neft and Jerry Evans for the Noon News. Each weekday, Greg and Jerry bring you the latest local news, community events, and political conversations happening across the region, along with the voices and perspectives behind the headlines. If it's happening in Northern Nevada, you'll hear about it on the Noon News, weekdays at noon on 92.3 in Lyon County and 99.1 FM Talk. The Noon News, Northern Nevada's midday conversation.
Ready for your first job, a career change, or looking to get back into the workforce? Visit HireMeNevada.com. Explore and apply confidentially to job openings at top Northern Nevada businesses.
Would you like to work in the firearms industry? G-Force Arms is seeking an assembly warehouse worker to join their team. Benefits include a 401k 6% match, dental insurance, employee discount, flexible schedule, health insurance, PTO, vision insurance, and more. Check out the post by G-Force Arms in Reno at HireMeNevada.com.
Give your child a fighting chance with the Gary Great Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy anti-bullying and children's self-defense classes. We're an approved facility for the Washoe County School District PE Options Program. Let us share our experience to teach your child self-defense, fitness, and sportsmanship. Come in to 1335 Air Motive Way in Reno or 301 Hot Springs Road No. 5 in Carson City for your free week of classes. For more information and a full class schedule, go to bjjreno.com.
FM Top Weather. Another warm one. It's going to be a 90-degree plus afternoon for the next three or four before we ease by the weekend. Friday right now looks to have the best chance of showers, about a 50-50 chance as cooler weather moves in. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. A Master Mechanic in Sparks. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
And we have breaking news right now out of Edwards Air Force Base in Southern California. We're seeing the story about a U.S. Air Force B-52 bomber crashing at the Air Force Base again in the Mojave Desert. This is all just happening. Live television pictures from the scene do appear to show a large crash site that is still smoldering at this hour. These are helicopter shots, and it's not clear if anyone was hurt or killed. But again, there has been a B-52 bomber that has crashed at Edwards Air Force Base in the Mojave Desert. It is not clear if the plane was on a mission or was doing test runs, but the crash does appear to be very severe. Again, it doesn't appear that there's a lot left of the plane at this time. A lot of smoldering wreckage. Just keeping an eye on this, and we will let you know exactly what we do directly ahead. I'm sure Fox News will have more on this coming up at the top of the hour. But again, if you are just joining us, there has been a B-52 bomber that has crashed at Edwards Air Force Base in Southern California, there in the Mojave Desert. Other news that we are following this hour, a rat and roach problem at an IRS office complex near Atlanta is keeping workers home. The agency says employees at the Chamblee facility can telework while the sixth-floor building is being cleaned and treated. The move follows a Thursday protest and a letter from Georgia lawmakers who said the infestation had plagued the office for weeks. Workers say rats, droppings, and roaches were inside. Some of the employees got sick or left. The IRS says specialized pet control is being brought in, but it has not said when workers can return. People try to break out of jail all the time, but a man is facing charges after attempting to break in to the Oklahoma City Detention Center. A deputy found the suspect, a 32-year-old, digging a hole in the wall of the jail building. Word is that the suspect said that his girlfriend was inside, but later changed his story to say he was trying to plant a flower. Okay. Investigators say the suspect had outstanding warrants out of state and was quickly taken into custody. Pasadena, California police releasing details of a dash cam video of an accidental shooting involving two officers. It happened last September inside the Pasadena police parking garage. One officer drove up to another officer who drew his gun. The officer in the squad car then drew his gun, which accidentally went off as he was reholstering it. The bullet went through the windshield and hit the other officer in the shoulder. The Pasadena police chief says it was a horseplay incident. He said the officer who was shot has recovered and there's been some disciplinary action. Well, former President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama are in Chicago ahead of the grand opening celebration for the Obama Presidential Center on the city's south side. Both toured the campus over the weekend. The grand opening celebration for the Obama Center will be held this coming Friday through Sunday. Some sad news from the world of entertainment. You might know this this person here, a man named Oliver Tree. Word is that singer Oliver Tree is dead at the age of 32. According to CNN, Tree was killed after two helicopters collided in southwest Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Sunday morning. Five others were also killed in the crash. The artist had upcoming tour dates scheduled across the U.S., Europe, Australia, and China. FM Newstalk time, 12:57.
Yeah, word to the wise. As I turned down an invitation to take a helicopter flight one time, avoid helicopters at all costs. As a former engineer that used to work for me, former Vietnam vet, said, they are designed to fail. I'm sure there's been lots of improvements, but bad news on that front. Keystone CPA's new news daily poll: do you agree with President Trump's decision to go to war with Iran? Running about 10 points in the negative. 55% say yes, and 45% say no, not agreeing. If I got that, did I confuse you on that? 55% say no, they don't agree with the decision to go to war, and 45% say yes. Summer officially begins this Sunday. So this week is the last day to take advantage of that sunlight, because summer begins on Father's Day Sunday, and then the days gradually get shorter by about a minute a day. And Greg, you said something about a rat and roach infestation at an IRS office. That's hurtful.
That's right.
That's hurtful.
Yes, in Atlanta. Yep. Yep.
Well, I think maybe more than one person has referred to the IRS in that way in the past. That it has indeed been a Monday here, technically, and it'll improve by Tuesday, more than likely, hopefully. And again, get out and enjoy the sunshine. It stays later until Sunday, then days start gradually getting shorter by about a minute a day. I'm Jerry Evans for Greg Neft, Phil Galbraith, John Potter, and Craig Swope. Have a great rest of your day. An update on that B-52 crash coming up in just a couple of moments with Fox News. And we will see you here tomorrow.
KFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.